We're going to continue today with the Shinuyim Maicholim, the Shinuyim Foods, the Suda, the way it's going to be, La'asid Lavoi. We discussed Barichas, the Suda Sharabar and the Levyosin. Yesterday we discussed the letters of the Rebbe related to the Nasibin Chazili Toher. And today we're going to touch on a few other small Nekudas. And one of the Nekudas is Basar V'cholov, that we know that there are three types of Yisurim, of mixing. We have shatness in our clothes, it's wool and linen mixed together. You have shatness in behemoths plowing together. It says like you're not allowed to put two different types of behemoths from plowing together. And we also have the Isur of Basar V'cholov. We're not allowed to mix Basar V'cholov together. And then, of course, we learned already in the days in Baba Basra, the other Isur Nachilo, this of a Caesar, Karmach, Kilayim, that you're not allowed to put the different types of seeds together. And the whole the shittis that are related to Kilayim, which ain't coming, Kaimi Laharich. But one thing is for sure, that the Torah tells us three times, and the Gemara asks, why does it say three times, and the Gemara says an amazing answer. Gemara says, Echad la'achila. One, the first Isser has come to teach us that you're not allowed to eat basar v'cholov. Echad la'ano. The second thing is that you're not allowed to have anah from basar v'cholov. Ve'echad l'bishul. And one is that you're not allowed to be mevashul basar v'cholov. In other words, what happens if stam is that you decided you're going to be mevashul basar v'cholov? You're not going to sell it, you're not going to have anah from it. You're not allowed to be mevashul basar v'cholov. To the extent that we know in the halachas of basar v'cholov, it's very, very strict. The different dinim, taka min ha-teira, it's only basar. And the chachamim were maisif. The chachamim were maisif, the union of chicken, oif, basar oif, which parenthetically, I was once in a sifa with different people. I was giving a class in Toronto, Sfraya people, about the chachamim, how they added to the Torah, so to speak. And one of them was like, you know, I don't understand. How come, like, only 75 years ago, chicken became usher to eat with milk? I'm like, 75 years ago? How about, like, 750 years ago or 1,000 years ago? I mean, as the Reform, they actually think that basar oif is a new isser that developed in the last 75 years. But anyways, nachzel in yenenu, that for sure, basar v'cholov is usher. There are different opinions that say that la'asid lavoi, the isser of basar v'cholov, this isser, the way it is going to be in his battle. The isser of basar v'cholov is going to be in his battle. Now, the biur hadavar, it's la'imik inyan, and I just want to touch upon different biurim on how the Rebbe speaks about how these Yisurim are going to be in this battle. The Gemara says that you're allowed to bury a mace with Kilayim. That you're allowed to bury a dead person with Kilayim. Why? Because it says, B'meisim chavshi, that when you die, you're potter from mitzvahs. And also it says, mitzvahs betelis lasid lavi. There's not going to be mitzvah, so to speak, when Mashiach comes. So therefore, when he gets up, he's allowed to be in Kilayim. So there's a Meirin de Kasicha, where the Rebbe explains that what's going to happen is that Ba'ifin Nisi, in a miraculous Ifin, the second the person gets up and he's in Yemayis HaMashiach, the Kelayim, the different physical intertwinements of the materials are going to be in his battle. It's going to disconnect from each other. The Olam is going to be so tar. The Olam is going to be so Kaddish. Automatically, it's not Shaykh, Ingin of Kilayim. Not Pshat, that the Isser of Kilayim is going to be Nisbatel. But the Kilayim itself, Tav uses the word Ba'if and Nisi Yeshleimar, is going to be Nisbatel. Val Derech Zeh, and Yin of Basar V'Cholav, the Rebbe explains, the difference between Kilayim and Basar V'Cholav, that the connection of Basar V'Cholav, we don't say it's Nisatzen. There are certain Isurim that we say Chatichanas and Avela Mamish, that it's Nisatzen B'Hadavar, and it can't separate. Basar and Cholav, which is Chesed and Gvura, are Be'etzen, not Nisatzen. We know Cholav is Yin of Chesed, Basar is in of Gvura. Chesed and Gvura are be'etzem not nisachid. Now, then, b'zman hazeh, it's an oifen that we can't be nispat of a yichud. But la'osad levay, this connection of isur, the way it comes down, when Chesed and Gvura come together and it creates this isur, this type of change, this type of yichud, will change, will not be la'osad levay. For more information, you can look. Rabbi Chaim Miller just printed a sefer on the Yud Gimel Ikrim and on the Chumash on the Torah. That's his first sefer, and he has a whole section on the fact of Bitul Basar V'Cholav Basad Lovin.